RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Talking about Skype. Go to the Skype. Hey, welcome back. We're in the second hour of Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're listening to John and Bonnie of Amazing Video. It is amazing. It's Awakened Video. I'm sorry, Awakened. It's amazing that any of us are awake after listening to this. But anyway, I mean, it's like, really, it is. That is amazing. But anyway, go to awakenvideo.org. I'm still laughing. I'm still amazed by the information that you're giving me. I have that mnemonic going on because it's really incredible. Just sure. That brainwave entrainment that you've been sharing. So if you missed the first hour, I'd encourage you, because Bonnie's been sharing us patent numbers and how, you know, the tell-lie vision was developed as a weapon, a mind control device. So that's very important.
That's right. And the other aspect of this that's real important, another real big one. Now, of course, I mean, with this being a radio broadcast or audio broadcast, people have to go look up. If you just go like to YouTube or to our website and type in mnemonic mind control, you'll pick up our stuff and then be able to see them. And we give you the examples, and then once you see the examples, you will see those mnemonics everywhere you look. And the other aspect that's just maybe even more important is called the Lily Wave, and that's it was discovered by John Cunningham Lily, and basically the way it's described is as it's a biphasic electric pulse which stimulates the neurons of the brain to resonate at a certain frequency. The Lily Wave has the ability to control the brainwave patterns of the brain. So the thing about this is the Lily Wave is pulsed through all electrical power lines. So your house grid we have 220 here, but in the States it's 110. Here in South America in 220, it's the biphase wave is pulsed through that. It's pulsed by all Wi-Fi devices, all the routers pulse it, cell phones pulse it, and of course all cellular, that's a big huge clue, all cellular towers pulse it as well. And so it's worth for everybody to look up the Lily Wave. When you type it in, type in Lily Wave and find the link that's from the website called the Bridge Life in Matrix.info.
It's the Bridge Life in the Mix.
In the Mix? Oh, I'm sorry. In the Mix, my glasses.
Okay, the Bridge
Life in the Mix.info. If you type in Lily Wave into the search engine, that'll be one of the first two or three choices you'll get. It's the most viewed. And it's the best link too. It's got all the history of it, how it affects you, what it's in, why, and it tells you why. Like for instance, things like 5G affect children even, and the cell phones affect children even more than men and women, because children actually have more moisture content. They have a higher water content, and all of these frequencies. Of course, the way they mess with you is by stimulating your water molecules in your body. Mm-hmm. So very important to know about the Lily Wave.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, this is huge. So Wow. And you know, your eyes are the windows of the soul. And so you're viewing this, and of course it's going to affect your whole connection to, you know, the other side. I mean, I think, you know, it's huge. I think they've come up with so many ways to suppress our pineal and pituitary glands. And this lily wave would certainly be a huge factor, you know, frequency wise. And I know people that unplug the power in their house, especially around their bedroom. They have everything turned off, and they turn off the breaker so that they sleep clear at night. And I think that's certainly a good idea if you're not, you know, already living in a yurt or out in the woods.
Yeah, right. That's very smart.
Super smart. Super smart.
So there's a whole nother aspect I'd like to talk about, and that has to do with spirits. So William Crookes created the cathode ray tube, which was used in the early television sets. And he was a spiritualist, and he held seances, and he actually created the cathode ray to channel spirits through this, because he believed that the spirits would be able to move the electrons through the tube and make images on a screen. That's why he developed that for television, because he wanted to speak with the spirit world. So a whole nother aspect is that once they get your subconscious mind open through this, through changing your brain waves, in using brainwave entrainment and opening up your subconscious mind, they're actually able to channel spirits through these devices. Now, there's something called ITC, Instrumental Trance Communication. They used to do this back probably in the 1920s or so, when they held seances, but they even do it today, where groups of people in ITC are using television sets or radios, other electronic devices, to actually speak with the spirit world. So they are having like a two-way communication through these electronic devices. And we know from the work of Sergei Monast.
Right. Oh, I'm so glad you're doing that.
That spirits can actually be channeled through devices and through fiber optic cable.
Right.
And this leads into Project Bluebeam.
Right. Now, yes. This is exactly where we are right now, folks. Everything, okay, way, way back when we first found out about Sergei Monast, he was a journalist. In cooperation with another journalist, I think they're both Canadian, and they had some sort of deep throat connection from the military, from the United States military, funneling information to them about the coming Project Bluebeam and this technology being used with, where they would use holographic technology and fiber optics. And this is all before we knew what fiber optics were, so it's pretty interesting this fellow's talking about all the technologies that had not yet come about, and to pull off this fake alien invasion that was also spoken about.
Wernher von Braun
spoke about that was their last, you know, Luciferian card to get everybody under final, you know, total control. So what do we have now? But like Bonnie said, this fellow Crookes, who's a spiritualist, in the beginning of the television, we see a link to the very reason for the TV to be developed was to bring forth spirits into this world. Okay, this is a satanic Luciferian agenda as well. This is how the Satanists roll with the satanic ritual abuse to children. Mm-hmm. This is how they roll evil spirits into this realm. And now we have Sergei Monast in the 80s warning about today, that there would be, this is before any of the devices, he's warning about appliances in your home being able to bring demonic spirits into your home. And as far as the viewing screens and the devices you would have to view on, being able to put demonic spirits into the viewer. Enter mnemonic mind control. That's exactly what we're seeing. Even some of the mnemonics even demonstrate this. What they're doing to your mind is also in the actual graphics. They're showing a spirit sometimes being manifest and then shot through this thing at you. while these mnemonics in real life are actually spinning around doing this to you. It's absolutely insane. But Sergey Monast warned us about this when Bonnie and I were like, what, things going to come through your microwave? But no, now we have the Alexa. Is that right? Alexa and all this other demonic. All the smart appliances and the fiber optics. So now we see the means. So we have two things happening right now. In the year 2020, we saw a fivefold increase in UFO sightings, which is giant. We're also seeing, because Bonnie and I pay attention to this as well, the paranormal realm, we're also seeing a gigantic influx of people in their own homes recording demonic entities. They're often calling them shadow people. But this is also a gigantic spike in this occurrence as well. And we're betting it's because they have smartphones and Alexas and whatever else, smart TVs that everybody knows can watch you. It's just so stupid. And this is where we're at. So I think we're very, very close to seeing this Operation Blue Beam come off the ground. I got a pretty good idea what we're going to see happen. We're going to see a military roundup. We've already seen arrests as of the 22nd at the White House. It's on our website now. Cop cars pulling up in the middle of the night, blacking out the White House and arresting people. That's all on video now and available for everybody. That happened at the 22nd. So we're going to see a great big roundup of the left, all these people. And remember, there's not going to be anybody and it's all about divide and conquer. So all the people on the right, they'll have them in a position where no one's going to lift a finger to save a single one of these lefties, right? We're going to call them lefties, and they're going to haul them off. And then that's wave one. And then after that, I'm just so sure that after that, we're going to see them roll out this Project Bluebeam and talk about a show. I mean, we're talking about a fake alien invasion through holographic technology.
Most people will believe it.
Yeah,
that's very important.
There's going to be, how does this connect to CERN? Because when we were doing our mass meditations, one time we had to have an emergency mass meditation because everything shifted to the lower timeline. And it was discovered that they totally opened up CERN to, you know, get us down again. I mean, this has been like the spiritual war. And so we literally had to do an emergency mass meditation to get it back up. So there's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
CERN, the demonic dark magicians that call themselves scientists at CERN, they're the ones who are opening the door that cannot be opened, but once it's opened, it cannot be closed. They're not yet. They have not. You'll know when they've succeeded, and according to prophecy, they're supposed to succeed. But they are attempting to open the connection, the doorway between the realms below and this earthly plane. So they want to bring all these demons up. This is why, that's gigantic tech, CERN. Smaller tech, but the same people. Lucent Technologies, MIT, all the same satanic origins for the Alexa and the other smart appliances, the smart TV that watches you, the cellular phones that fry your brain and make you addicted to them at the same time. All of this is from the same one source, Legion. Satan, Lucifer, the fallen angels, and all the demonic spirits that they all control. And they are moving in Legion, and there's one story, his story. And the his is the God with the small g, the God of this earthly plane, who is Satan or Lucifer. It's the same character. Just depends on which flavor of mind control you have. If you're right brain mind controlled, you're a Luciferian. If you're left brain mind controlled, you're a Satanist.
Mm-hmm. Luciferian or a Satanist. So there's two differences. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Everyone has a different understanding. So that's an interesting concept to me, because most people have at this point, both the right and the left on some level of, mind control. A lot of people do anyway.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, we're watching it all play out. You know, I mean, it's we can call it from the sidelines pretty easy because we've been studying all this for a real long time, and we're born into this world, both of us pretty awake, even as kids, children. Mm-hmm. Sorry, using that terminology. We were never kids. Mm-hmm. As children, we, you know, we're pretty aware of this place being, mm-hmm. can put our finger on it. Something was not right.
Right. So, you know, I have the same thing. And I, you know, I got all of Serge Monas' stuff back in the late 80s myself, Project Blue Beam. And I remember going to the dam up, the Cooley Dam in Washington, and they had this big light show where they were, you know, showing what they could do. It was kind of like from the movies where they could, you know, project images that were pretty clear. And I right. thought, well, they totally have mastered that, where they could have, you know, Jesus coming down from the clouds and, you know, try to do their sure. one world religion and all that stuff. But I saw, you know, that level of technology, if they'd really perfected it by that time.
Yeah, and we're seeing it every day now, basically. I mean, they've since about 2011, they've all given their little NWO signals to each other. We've seen these giant, normally a giant black, either right side up or inverted pyramid, and those have been seen since about 2011 or so, up until recently, over the top of all these capitals all over the world, these New World Order capitals. And you know, I mean, just to say that, you know, and yet the videos are there, the people, you know, some of them have multiple sources, you know, so it's difficult to say that they're fake. And yeah, they've demonstrated the holographic technology pretty good now. That was a long time ago. We saw what they resurrected Elvis.
Yeah.
Had Elvis singing on stage with somebody. I mean, it's all very well-known technology.
Yeah. I mean, and frequency plays a huge part of this. Of course, we're all vibratory beings. We all have our own personal resonance that we vibrate at. And the Earth is vibrating at what they call the Schumann resonance, something like right. 7.8 hertz.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're dealing with the very harmful frequencies from cell phone towers and heart facilities. And then there's something else called the silent sound spread spectrum, SSSS. And this is a U.S. patent, U.S. patent number 5159703. So the silent sound spread spectrum pulses certain frequencies at either the masses, big groups of people, or to individuals. They've actually measured the frequencies of emotions like mm-hmm. fear, anger, sadness, shame, and they can pulse these frequencies out with this technology through the television or cell phones or other electronic devices. So we're dealing with a lot of bombarding, harmful frequencies. And one thing that we can do is to go outside and take our shoes off and connect to the earth.
Yeah, grounding.
This is called grounding yeah. or earth. And this can neutralize those harmful frequencies and put us back in contact with Mother Earth. Unfortunately, you know, I guess we can't be grounded all the time. It would be great if we could. But I guess one thing would be just walk around barefoot. But another thing is that our shoes, the bottom of our shoes have rubber soles. Mm-hmm. And this actually cuts us off from the frequency of the earth.
Which is why they call them the soul to begin with, because, you know, it's all just screwing with people.
Yeah. It's all a wordplay. Well, I just want to mention that I'm glad you talked about earthing and just being out in nature. That's a huge thing to counter the effects of these frequencies.
That's right.
You know, Jenna in Olympia, she shared on the chat room that she had a very memorable experience tree sitting after 28 years of TV viewing. She grew up in the 70s and she was quieted by the woods. She just sat there on a piece of plywood 150 feet up. She felt the air and trees pull static out of her. And she said she sat there until she couldn't sit there anymore, and several months of 1 to 2 week sits. And after that, TV never appealed to her.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Oh, this is the important therapy, You know, you share with me that you go on walks and you connect with nature where you're at. That's very, very important to be on the path that you want to be on, especially during this time.
Especially.
Thank you for sharing, Jenna, and thank you, John and Bonnie.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
callers the last half hour, but I actually wanted this clarified too. Your friend John in Uruguay put on the chat, not sure about the Luciferian satanic comparison, you know, one's the left, one's the right brain, and you didn't clarify. So can you clarify that? Because that kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit. I'm interested in that, what that means to you. I mean, what you brought up. Can you clarify that?
Sure. Yep. Both are the left-hand path to get mankind to accept evil. There's more than, because we have two hemispheres of the mind, there's two paths to get people to accept evil. People who are, you know, more leaning towards the right, the artistic side of the brain, right-brained people, they will accept the idea of the light bearer, right? All this false terminology. The light bearer, they will accept the idea of Lucifer over the idea of Satan. This is why in the tradition of the Masons, at least in the, you know, once you become higher than the fourth or fifth degrees, you get outside of the Blue Masons, and then you realize at some point when you get up there that they're a loose, they call themselves Luciferians. This is, they pray to Lucifer, and all of these special rituals that they do are very right brain orientated. They're very artistic, and you know, with a lot of show, and they have all their uniforms and their codes and all these things and their little secrets. And so they're the Luciferians. And then you have on the other path the Satanists, and they tend to be left-brained people, analytical people. A very good example of this is our friend, whose name is escaping me, right? Yes, Mark Passio. Mark Passio, you know, it's no secret, he lets everybody know that he is a former priest, a satanic priest from the satanic church, right? The Church of Satan. And these are the Satanists. And Mark Passio is a very good example because he's very left-brained. So it's a very good example of what I'm talking about, the difference. The same being is Lucifer and is Satan, the fallen one, the chief angel that was cast down and brought one-third of the angels, the fallen angels, with them. Or like it says in Kabbalah, the 66, that's the numerology behind the fallen angels. But I hope that sort of specifies that there's, whenever evil is trying to go towards destroying mankind, there's always two paths because we have two hemispheres of the mind to appeal to.
Okay, that does make sense. Okay, it actually does to me. So I hope that is clear. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and open up the caller lines, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. If you have a comment or question that's about this specific topic, I pressed a button and I lost the chat. And I'm like, I think I did anyway. I'm trying to figure this out. No, I got it back again. I don't know. I did something. So I have it back. I don't know. Oh, man.
You'll get it.
I'm just not, yeah, my whole level of technology is like, you know, I'm still learning. What can I say?
Sure.
Part of me I'm looking forward to actually camping this spring. I'm going to be camping once a week and weeding. And it's just like, okay. I'm so craving being out in nature for a while. And this show really reaffirmed it to me, that level of importance, because it's literally like this yearning. I've got to get outside. I've got to be out in nature, you know?
Before we run out of time, too, I would want to say one thing to everybody while we're waiting on a caller, that it's really, really important not to focus on the train wreck only. It's extremely important to know that the train wreck exists and maybe how the train got derailed, but don't rubberneck it too much. Don't stare at it too much. Don't spend too much time, you know, rummaging around in that cesspool that is the left-hand path, because we wouldn't want to get stuck in the mire, you know. So it's good to know your enemy for sure, but don't stare at it so much that you become that. And know that there is a pathway out of here that's wonderful. It is the only choice as far as people who are already over here. This is why we're always, you know, for years, some of us, wake up, come over here with us. You know, this is way better. Come on. We care about all of you. We love you guys. Come over here. And the only thing it takes is to have that frequency still. If you love and you care and you know what that is, you have empathy and sympathy and all those normal things that real men and real women have that haven't been either given away or taken away. Normally it's given away through consent. We're all on the right-hand path and it's okay. We are protected and we are going to be all right through this entire thing. This entire world, including what we're going through right now, was designed by a divine creator or creators who also created you. And they know everything about you inside and out. and we're going to be okay together. So that's, I mean.
Yeah, as long as you have love in your heart and you're in a good frequency.
Right.
Then you'll be able to ride through this.
Right.
It's crazy, exactly. Everything is happening, but we can get through this. Just keep loving your heart and be a good person. Right. And, you know, it's temporary. We're going through this transition.
That's right.
No, you're so right. You know, I've mentioned last week on the show, power versus force, and just these different levels of consciousness. And it's really important to look at things when you feel angry or guilt or jealousy. I mean, work on releasing it. None of this stuff matters. It happens in the past. It's okay. I mean, I had a friend over, and she had this experience with this woman that just really took her out of her game. And it was very frustrating. She's like, well, how would you handle it? And I had to kind of tune into what the whole situation was. And I got real clearly this woman was very jealous of my friend. And it was coming out in weird ways that, you know, was just, you know, drove my friend nuts. I mean, just, you know, level of projection and attack and, you know, just weird mm-hmm. stuff. And it was, she just... I mean, she was like, I got to get out of here, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes once you move into that place of compassion, when, you know, it's like, you know, you're not really sure what is going on with this person. So you kind of, you know, kind of ask, you know, Holy Spirit, you know, what is going on that I feel attacked? I'm not supposed to react on this level, you know?
Right.
I mean, when you react on that same level, then, you know, you're not asking. I mean, the Holy Spirit will tell you, you know, what's really going on.
Sure. That's back to the big divide we're experiencing right now. You know, there's human, that word human comes from hue, a shade of something. So a human is only a shade of a man or a shade mm-hmm. of a woman. And these people on the left are becoming less and less human. We know, like, the simple thing, you know this about GMO. The more GMO food you eat, for instance, the more of the foreign RNA from the foreign gene you're taking into your body. So scientifically, correctly, and literally, the more GMO food you eat, the less human you become, the less of mankind you are, let alone letting someone mm-hmm. zip some mRNA vaccine into your arm and take the fast train there. But this is what we're seeing. So it's time to be discerning about the people we bump into and to steer clear of people. If you read them as negative or on the left-hand path, just avoid them immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good idea at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually is. It is. I mean, you know, I still have friends that are, you know, trying to figure some stuff out, and I'm, you know, still, you know, have that, you know, level of guidance and compassion and that kind of thing. But yeah, at this point, it's black and white. I mean, Edgar Cayce said it, you know, a long time ago, that at this time, there's not going to be any gray area. You've either chosen one path or the other.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's very clear. It's very clear from our perspective on the right-hand path what's happening. And there's so much prophecy being fulfilled already, and so much to just tell the entire story. It's no guesswork whatsoever on this side. Mm-hmm. And so we know the best thing to do is to take all the precautions that we've been talking about and other people talk about, and stay, you know, keep your body whole and safe. And it's your vehicle designed to be, you know, a space suit in a way in this place.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, do we have any callers, Ingrid?
I don't hear you.
Not hearing you, Ingrid, if you're still there.
I am.
Okay.
Okay, well, we do have a caller. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Thought something happened. We have Chance in West Virginia. Welcome to the show. Do you have a comment for John or Bonnie?
Yes. Hello, Ingrid. Hello, John and Bonnie. I only caught bits and pieces of your program, unfortunately, for the last hour. I don't know. Did you touch on, by any chance, these targeted individuals Do you see any connection between a lot of what you're talking about and the targeted individuals? They call them TIs.
Sure. Yeah, from our point of view, we've had contact and continue to receive contact from SRA victims, satanic ritual abuse victims, and TIs like crazy. If you go to awakenvideo.org and type in targeted individuals, it'll pull up a post that has a lot of information, all of the links and contacts and support groups and forums that we could possibly find. We put it on that one post. But basically, TIs to me are a lot like people who have Morgellons. It's not that it's only happening to the TIs or the Morgellons people are the only people breathing in chemtrails. These are the people who are more sensitive and more aware that these technologies are being used against them. And so I think once they're pinpointed, they really turn up the heat on the ones who are sensitive to it, who can tell that this is happening to them. So this is why we have, you know, the whole category of people who classify themselves as targeted individuals. And so
it has everything to do with what's going on right now. So yeah, everything that we've been talking about. Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. I guess there's a time delay in the phone. That's why we're stepping on each other. My question then is with the Morgellons, these people aren't. Could it be anybody who becomes a targeted individual? Are they specifically targeted for one reason or another? Because we're all breathing in these chemtrails, apparently.
Right. Well, no, I think with the Morgellons people, they're people who are, you know, they're on the outside parameters of these mad scientists when they develop something and stick it into the chemtrails, like these fibers, whatever they are, these nanotechnologies. These are the people who are on the outside parameters who are adversely, not that other people aren't adversely affected, but they're affected in such a way that is noticeable. They're seeing the hairs come out of their body, so I don't think Morgellons people are targeted to have Morgellons. They're just the one with the symptoms. Same with the TIs. In some instances, yes, some people who are targeted are people who have, let's say, have developed certain sorts of technologies or rediscovered certain sorts of energy technologies, and they become targeted. Like, what is that guy's name? The effect. The
sterile effect.
No, he did a lot of work with Dr. Judy.
Oh, Hutchinson.
The Hutchinson effect.
John Hutchinson.
So John Hutchinson is one of these people. They tore into him. If you've watched his information over the years, and he started dressing up like a woman and acting really crazy, that's an example of someone who was, you know, specifically targeted because of who they are. But a lot of these people are just who.
Yeah, and I think you heard of Eric. I'm sorry. I think you might have heard of Eric Carlstrom too. He's frequently a guest on RBN. He's a targeted individual. And if I can make one more statement about these chemtrails, I don't know if you folks have been noticing lately. I'm noticing chemtrails now for the last week, but the strange thing is they're not connected like most chemtrails are. It's like pockets, like little islands of so-called clouds in the sky. But you could tell they're chemtrails, but they're not connected. They're like strategically placed. It's like you're looking at islands of clouds in the sky rather than them being connected. Have you noticed that lately?
Well, we're in South America, Chance, so it's a little bit different here. They don't, I think the people here are just of a different sort of mindset. So they don't get away with chemtrailing here the way they have been in the United States with the big grid patterns and being real obvious about it. In fact, we have quite the strange story about it. This is also about 3 or 4 years ago in Solis. Bonnie and I were on the beach and I had noticed these little wisps of chemtrails, like short little chemtrails. And we both at the same time, as spirit is always like this in our life, where we are shown these things. So at the same time, we both happen to look over, and out over the water from the beach, we both saw this little UFO, basically just this little, looked like a little mirror in the sky,
a little silver orb.
Yeah. And it just, for about like 10 seconds maximum, this thing flew and left behind it a little tiny chemtrail, which then dispersed. But then once we noticed that little chemtrail, that's when we looked over and we could see they were everywhere in the sky. So they had been using some kind of alternative vehicle, alternative flying machine, and laying these chemtrails out over the water.
Yeah, just short spurts.
Yeah. So they have a different sort of way of doing it depending on where you are, I guess, I suppose.
Yeah. Did you mention you were in Uruguay, Lanny? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we live in Uruguay.
Yeah, I read about Punta del Este, Montevideo. How is the government there? Is it stable now in Uruguay, or is it turning like other countries in South America? Out of curiosity.
It's pretty stable. We're really enjoying the way they've been handling the pandemic, the false COVID pandemic. There was somebody here from the States that was going to do an article about the president, and they went down to the beach and took some photographs of the president coming in on a surfboard, no mask on, and coming up to the reporters and giving a little talk. And so far, it's been pretty good. The people here generally, the people here don't wear their masks. There are places where you have to, like inside of the major stores and whatnot, like in the States. But people are really waking up.
Yeah, huge crowds of people, hundreds of people will be together, and nobody's social distancing or wearing masks.
Right, they're not pretty, buying it.
They're more awake here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and Uruguay was one of the richest countries in South America at one point. I don't know if it still is, and it's largely European-American, like Argentina, right? Correct?
That's right. Yeah, a lot of the people, the background here, the genetic background is Spain and Italy.
Right, right. Okay,
thank you, Chance.
Well, thank you.
We have other callers.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Good night.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we have Dan in Texas. Welcome to RBN Immunize Wisely.
Thank you, Ingrid. Bonnie, mm-hmm. John, one thing I find interesting. I'm a retired criminal defense attorney, and I know a lot of attorneys that are very talented at critical thinking, at connecting dots, cross-examining state's witnesses, to expose their frauds when they're on the witness stand testifying, and just applying good logic and common sense to the situation that they're facing. Then an event like 9/11 happens, or the COVID fraud, and the same people with the same talents just instantaneously buy into this crap, hook, line, and sinker. And no matter how much you talk to them and show them using their skills that I share with them, what's going on, they just absolutely refuse to see it. And this mind control, when you look at that situation, it really emphasizes how incredibly powerful this force must be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I agree. This has gone back. Now, this is where we're coming from on this, and I know that everybody doesn't agree, but, well, for one thing, we don't consider ourselves, and we don't involve ourselves in any sort of religion, but a great deal of our research is backed by things like the Bible, or even books that should still be in the Bible, like the Book of Enoch. And we think, we come from that mindset that is the truth, that this war in heaven happened, that we are living in the earthly plane, and that above us, literally above us, is the heavenly realm, And that's where the creator or the Elohim, the creators are at, who made this world and us. And that indeed this being was cast down here with a third of the angels. And that is the truth of all of this. And that was a long time ago. And they got busy real fast at destroying the creator's creation with a special emphasis on mankind. And so they have been at turning us around 180 degrees for a long time. And that is the essence of the mind control. That's where it all began. And now the good news is we're at the end of that ride, where everybody has had ample opportunities over the course of many lifetimes through many different, let's say, vessels, you know, an Aries vessel, a Taurus vessel, a Capricorn vessel. And to try being your spirit, you had to try your soul here through the tests over and over again. And this is what this world is all about. It is a filter of light made by the creator to test and develop the souls, which are also made by the creator. And there is only one of two outcomes. There are good souls who can pass through the filter, and that there are reject souls that go down the left-hand path, and there is a place for them as well. It's called Sheol, below our feet, where they go through and they are reprocessed through the re-education, as it is down there below. And you know, it's balance for everybody. If you are a good man or woman with love and care in your heart, then you are on the correct right path, the right hand path. And as I said before, we're all going to be okay. We're watching the filtering of mankind take place before our eyes, which is actually, to be in a physical body and watching this on the right hand path is the greatest privilege a man or a woman could have, in my humble opinion.
And the mind control runs so deep. I mean, even people that I know who seem to be very intelligent and smart, they just can't go against the media mind control, against what the government tells them. Like older people that I know, it's so ingrained within them to respect the officials, respect the police, respect the government, and the government would never lie to us or do anything to harm us. So they really, they just can't see it. They just cannot see the same things that we see.
They're resonating at a completely different frequency. They're at a lower vibrational frequency. They resonate with the things, the tools they have been mind controlled with, like sex and violence. They're okay with that. They've been made to be okay with that. This is why we can have the horrific sort of people that we have in places such as the court systems, in places such as, you know, the police department. That once upon a time, as some of us may remember, police officers were called peace officers or peacekeepers. That now they're law enforcers or just enforcers. And they've been busy for 20 or 30 years or more at purposely hiring low IQ abusive people. We now know the statistics right now is 40% of all police officers come home and beat their wives. That's a statistical fact. So that is reflective of the sort of man or woman that they're allowing to be into these judicial positions. And we just recently saw, you know, in the judicial system, the entire Constitution being laughed at by even the Supreme Court. And we're finding out now that the Supreme Court has, you know, some of the most horrific people unimaginable, like Justice Roberts, the head judge of the Supreme Court. They now know that he adopted, in air quotes, I'm doing the air quotes, adopted two children from Scotland through Jeffrey Epstein. And that's the head justice of the Supreme Court. So this is the time when all truth, all evil is exposed, and the light of our Creator is being shown on all that evil. There'll be no secrets left. Everything's being revealed, and that's why it's a privilege to be on the right-hand path and see this.
Right.
It is an amazing time.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry. I appreciate it, Dan. I really appreciate the call. There's a couple things that I felt like should be mentioned, because I've been around a lot of TIs myself and stuff, and it seems to me based on your research and what you said, is that TIs specifically, they've already opened themselves up with this technology. I mean, I would think that someone that didn't grow up with a lot of TV, wasn't exposed to the screen, ate organic food, was out there, you know, their pineal and pituitary glands were intact. They operated more on beta waves. I mean, you know, they read more and they interacted in a real way, you know, singing, raising their frequency. I really believe those kind of things actually have an effect on creating a force field where you're not so easily penetrated.
That's right. I mean, it's measurable. You have a 30 to 35 foot force field around you that's measurable.
Right.
So absolutely, absolutely. All that is when you treat your body like it's your temple, then you're your immune system, that is your force field for sure. You're 100% correct about that.
Right. Because I did a remote control. It was a whole book review I did of Stephen Lynch's book, and he was in prison, and you know they don't have a lot of that opportunity. I mean, they're easily a victim of that kind of thing, experiments. Right. But anyhow, we're listening to Bon.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. We have just a few minutes left of the show, and I want my wonderful guests, John and Bonnie Mitchell, to close out the program and remind everyone that awakenvideo.org is the place for further research, and they do updates regularly. So go ahead and what do you want to leave our listeners with, you know, other than your fabulous website? And, you know, I this has been a great show. It's really important that you understand
this. Well, we can talk a little bit about how to get through this and how to protect yourself. So first of all, protect your personal resonance, your vibratory state. You can protect your vibration by not allowing these other harmful frequencies to disrupt your energy field. So one way to do that is, if you're on your computer, limit your time on your computer and keep the monitor as far away from your body as possible. And always use Ethernet cables, corded technology. Don't use the cordless. Don't use Wi-Fi. Stop watching television, of course. Get rid of your cell phones and your cordless phones. We found out that cordless phones even have a very dangerous EMF reading coming off of them, and they also cause cancer. Do not eat genetically modified foods. When you go grocery shopping and getting your produce, buy organic. Definitely do not get vaccinated. Do not drink fluoridated water or brush your teeth with fluoride toothpaste, because the fluoride actually calcifies your pineal gland and shuts down your third eye. And this is, it is accumulates in your body over time. So stay away from fluoride. And if you sleep on a non-coil mattress, that would be much better for you, because if you're sleeping on a mattress that has the metal coils in it, that's actually acting as an antenna array. It's actually taking these harmful frequencies and multiplying them as you're sleeping on top of them. One thing John and I did while we were still in the States was we slept inside of a Faraday cage that we built around our bed.
Right.
And you can see that video at awakenvideo.org. That's, a lot of people write to us about that, and we, you know, we send them to the video. It's easy to build something out of screen, like window screen, a metal mesh.
Right. We have a contact button on the website, and you can email us there, and just in the subject line, just write something about Faraday cage, or email us at BonnieandJohn@awakenvideo.org and put Faraday in the subject line, and we will send you everything that we have from our build, the pictures and the information we have, and also some information about a scientific study that was done about the cancerous effects of sleeping on an antenna array, which is a coil spring mattress, because each coil is actually an antenna.
Absolutely.
And also,
that's very important. Well, we're actually out of time. Everyone, you can contact them, awakenvideo.org. I hope you subscribe. He's talking about specifically aluminum screening. Anyway, there's a lot of great information there, so we could have you on again. So thank you so much. Immunize wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until next week, we love you guys.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. OxySilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.